KJAN Sports.
It's time to check sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, taking a look at some high school volleyball action from last night in regional play in Class 3A Region 2, Kemper Catholic, an easy 3-0 win over OABCIG to advance. Also in semifinal play in Region 3, Class 3A, Red Oak moves on with a win over Shenandoah in 3 straight, while Des Moines Christian defeated Creston in 3 games to 1 fashion. In Class 4A Region 1, Sergeant Bluff Luton downing Lamar's 3 in a row. Carroll beat Denison 3 in a row. In Class 4A Region 2, Lewis Central a winner over Harlan in 3 straight, while Glenwood took 3 of 4 over Norwalk. Also in Class 5A in Region 1, Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln moves on with a win 3-0 over Sioux City East. Ankeny Centennial defeated Fort Dodge on the other side of that regional in 3 straight. Also in 5A Region 2, West Des Moines Valley knocked out Thomas Jefferson 3-0. Those winners advancing in postseason volleyball play. Well, it remains road sweet road in the World Series after the Washington Nationals forced a Game 7 against the Astros in Houston. Anthony Rendon and Steven Strasburg carried the Nationals to a 7-2 win over the Astros to stretch the Fall Classic to the limit. Rendon went 3-for-5 with 5 RBIs to back Strasburg, who limited Houston to a pair of runs and 7 hits while striking out 7 over 8 1/3 innings. The Nationals made it 6 straight wins by the road team in the series. Rendon opened the scoring with an RBI single in the top of the first, but Alex Bregman's solo blast put the Astros up 2-1 later in the inning. Adam Eaton and Juan Soto belted solo home runs in the fifth to put the Nationals ahead to stay before Rendon padded the lead with a 2-run homer in the seventh and a 2-run double in the ninth. That was more than enough support for Strasburg, who improved to 5-0 with a 198 earned run average in this postseason. Justin Verlander's World Series struggles continued after he carried a 2-1 lead into the top of the fifth inning. The home runs by Eaton and Soto left him 0-6 with a 568 earned run average in 7 career World Series starts. Game 7 is tonight in Houston. Max Scherzer has been given the green light to start for the Nationals after receiving a cortisone shot in his neck to alleviate an irritated nerve. Scherzer was scratched from Game 5, but manager Dave Martinez deemed him fit to start after Scherzer threw to a catcher in the outfield on Tuesday. Zach Greinke is scheduled to pitch for the Astros, who have been outscored 24-9 at home in this series. Visiting teams have won 3 straight Game 7s in the series since the Cardinals defeated the Texas Rangers at home in 2011. Well, the Minnesota Twins have picked up their $12 million option on Nelson Cruz for next season. The 39-year-old designated hitter agreed in January to a contract with a $14 million salary for 2019 and that club option. Cruz hit .311 with a team-high 41 homers and 108 RBIs in 120 games. He spent 2 stints on the injured list for a wrist problem that led to a torn tendon. Well, the faces have changed, but the results have not for the Iowa defense. Despite losing 4 standouts from last year's defensive line, this year's unit currently ranks at the top of the Kirk Ferentz era in terms of scoring defense and total defense. Hawkeye defensive line coach Kelvin Bell says Iowa's style of defense is a factor.
There's very little changes. You can take guys from 6 or 7 years ago that can come back and tell you what we're doing defensively. So that type of continuity from a scheme standpoint helps you plug and play a lot better than, you know, making wholesale changes year in and year out.
Linebacker coach Seth Wallace says the style of play allows the Hawkeyes to plug holes after losing star players.
And I think the proof is more in the stability of what we're doing scheme-wise than really who's out there. You know, now you need some guys that believe in what you're doing system-wise and scheme-wise, and I think we've got that right now. It's just, I think it's a result of a collective effort in what our guys have been able to do, regardless of who's in there individually.
Iowa's defensive line has been building depth the past few weeks, and Bell says that starts in practice.
Technically, I guess we might be new faces just because, like, we weren't the starters, and everyone, I mean, they left. The older guys, they had to go, but, I mean, it's really like no one ever left. I mean, just because that we were so close.
Wallace says the system succeeds because of veteran defensive coordinator Phil Parker.
This system's built for, it's built for consistency. It's built for fundamentals. It gives our kids an opportunity, to be able to talk to old faces that walk in this building that understand what we do defensively. And, we're fortunate because there is a face that's been here with this defense you know, that started back in 99, and that face is still here.
Iowa ranks third in the country in scoring defense, sixth in total defense. The Hawkeyes have the week off with a bye this Saturday as they prepare for a road game at Wisconsin on November 9th. Well, the stretch run begins for Northern Iowa this weekend with a visit to Illinois State. The 10th-ranked Panthers are 5-3 and visit a 7th-ranked Redbird squad that sits at 6-2.
They're all big going down the stretch here. You're in November now, so it's a big deal. But again, this is Illinois State's always a I can't remember when Illinois State wasn't a game that didn't trigger a lot of things that went with it. So it's always a good game with them. It's always a big game, and we've both had our successes, and we'll see what happens on Saturday now.
That's Panther coach Mark Farley. You and I won last year's game at the Unidome, but has dropped 3 straight in Normal. Led by freshman quarterback Will McIlvain, the UNI offense is making progress. McIlvain has 14 touchdown passes and has thrown only 2 interceptions.
There's still things that he can really improve a lot on the football field, but you also have to take into account the production that he's had, too. I mean, he's finding the windows, he's finding the throws. He's been good, particularly on the deep balls. And, you know, he's extended plays for us, so he's been very productive.
Farley says that offense will be challenged by that tough Illinois State defense on Saturday. In NFL news, Cincinnati Bengals coach Zach Taylor has decided to bench quarterback Andy Dalton, ending his 9-season run as a starter. The move came 2 days after a 24-10 loss to the Rams in London left Cincinnati at 0-8 for the first time in 11 years. The first-year coach decided to use the bye week to get rookie Ryan Finley ready to face the Baltimore Ravens on November 10th at Paul Brown Stadium. Finley was a 4th-round pick out of North Carolina State. The Patriots have released kicker Mike Nugent and tight end Eric Tomlinson. A person familiar with the deal says New England has signed veteran Nick Folk to replace Nugent. A person with knowledge of the situation tells the AP that left tackle Trent Williams has reported to the Redskins. Williams held out all season because of a dispute over the handling of a medical situation. The Rams have traded injured cornerback Aqib Talib and a 5th-round pick to the Dolphins for an undisclosed future draft choice. Talib is on injured reserve with a rib injury and might not play again this season. This was pretty much a pure salary dump. The Falcons have released kicker Matt Bryant and will bring in Young-Ho Ko as his replacement. Bryant missed 5 of 14 field goal attempts this season, as well as a crucial extra point that was the difference in a 34-33 loss at Arizona. Well, the NCAA Board of Governors has taken the first step toward allowing athletes to cash in on their fame. The board has voted unanimously to clear the way for the amateur athletes to benefit from the use of their name, image, and likeness. Pay for play would still be banned. California passed a law last month that would prevent schools from prohibiting college athletes from being compensated for their names, images, and likenesses. That law goes into effect in 2023, but other states are moving on similar legislation that could go into effect as soon as next year. The Iowa State women's basketball team will be without junior center Kristen Scott tonight when the Cyclones play Missouri Western in an exhibition game. Scott has been sidelined with a back injury. ISU coach Bill Fennelly says she'll be reevaluated at the start of next week.
That's the start of the season, and we play the 7th and the 10th, and we'll have to make a decision, and then we don't play till the 19th. So then you have to kind of say, all right, where is she? So she's nowhere near ready to play right now.
Scott averaged nearly 13 points and more than 7 rebounds last season.
We need to be smart about it. I mean, I don't think it's fair to anyone, especially when you're someone who's as talented as her. You want her to come back when she's ready to come back. So, you know, we'll see. But as of right now, you know, we're just kind of letting it heal on its own, and hopefully it'll be sooner than later.
Fennelly says without Scott, they'll look at several different combinations. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.